Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
In today's episode, we'll discuss targeting what matters most for patients with depression, strategies for promoting full functional recovery. Major depression is a common and serious condition, with symptoms across domains and being very different from one patient to another. There has been an evolution in treatment targets for depression beyond response and remission, as measured using depression rating scales, such as HAM-D or MADRS, toward considering the full range of symptoms across emotional, cognitive, and physical domains. This is critical for helping patients gain from treatment what matters most to them, mainly returning to their usual level of daily functioning and experiencing productive and meaningfulness lives. However, targeting full functional recovery in depression remains challenging in clinical practice. We need to focus on the individual patient to support early and effective intervention in depression. Edward Vieta, professor of psychiatry at the University of Barcelona, highlighted the early detection and effective treatment of first episodes as the alpha and omega for reducing the risk of chronicity, increase the chance of functional recovery, and countering the neurobiological processes that underlie the progression of depression. For example, fMRI studies suggest not only a direct association between length of illness and volume of the hippocampus, but also that the largest volume reduction happens with the first few depressive episodes, giving a window of time to potentially intervene in the very beginning of illness. Professor Vieta also highlighted that while clinical response is a strong predictor of functional outcomes, emerging evidence suggests that impaired cognitive performance, which often persists even during remission, may also drive functional impairment. According to Professor Vieta, early and effective intervention relies on several focused strategies, including the selection of treatments that consider the patient's individual symptom profile across domains, and measurement-based care to support ongoing evaluation and eventual modification following treatment initiation, for example, using e-health tools. Professor Vieta emphasized the importance of adopting a patient-centered approach based on a shared understanding between patient and healthcare professionals of the overall treatment targets. Depression scales. Are we asking the right questions? Coandim and Neri, professor of psychiatry in the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Leuven in Leuven, Belgium, continued by elaborating on the importance of a patient-focused approach when formulating treatment targets and evaluating treatment outcomes. Studies show that expectations of treatments can differ dramatically between physicians and patients, and that these differences can significantly influence treatment outcome. To overcome this challenge, Professor Dimit Nere highlighted the importance of considering if the measurement methods and tools used for assessing progress reflect what matters most for the patients. The expert presented recent data obtained using the Leuven Effect and Pleasure Scale, or LAPS, suggesting that while physicians may focus on the absence of negative affect when assessing recovery, patients consider the broader experience of the full range of emotional functioning, hedonic tone, cognitive and overall functioning, and meaningfulness of life as important for considering themselves in recovery. Physicians and patients may hence not be on the same page in their understanding of treatment success. The LAPS may provide a means of assessing the dimensions beyond mood symptoms that patients consider important. Getting back to work does not equal functioning at work. Pratap Chokha, clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of Alberta, concluded the session with discussing the challenges faced by working patients with depression, the type of impairments that are particularly relevant for their work functioning, and strategies to assess and improve functional outcomes for this group of patients. Highlighting the intimate relation between work functioning and mental health, Professor Chokha pointed out that many patients with depression face the problem not only of having to take time off work, absenteeism, but also experience reduced productivity when at work, presenteeism. Professor Chokha went on to explain that addressing cognitive symptoms plays a particularly important role in restoring work performance. Recent data from the At Work study, an observational 52-week Canadian study in employed patients, found that improving the cognitive symptoms of depression was associated with improved work functioning, reduction in absenteeism, decreased healthcare utilization, and economic savings, as well as improved overall functioning. He concluded the session with a key message that treatment should focus not only on helping patients get back to work, but also aim to restore their functioning at work. Educational financial support for this ECNP Satellite Symposium was provided by H. Lundbeck AS.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.